exactly 11 p.m. Mountain Time for my good friend, Captain Zach, and myself, yours truly, DJ Swing Set. We thank all of you listeners out there. We hope you've enjoyed our 2 hours of a wide range of funk and soul, both old and new, and handing the reins of the mighty KGNU airwaves and online at kgnu.org over to the Smash It Back crew with DJ Dave Fuller and Steve Whitehead. They've been doing Smash It Back for quite a long time. Smash It Back is KGNU's punk and other junk specialty show, running from now until straight up 12 midnight. Thanks for all your support. Get online and make a donation. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. DJ Swing Set, Captain Zach, Dusty Grooves. Here's Smash It Back.
Take the way you're living to progress and change. Hey, Mama, what's happening?
Alright, a little ambience for your Friday evening pledge drive, smash it back. Classic punk and every junk, Friday night from 11 to midnight every week. I'm your host, Dave Fuller, joined in the studio with Steve Whitehead.
Hey everybody.
How you doing, Steve?
Pretty good. I'm excited for the show.
Yeah, I am too. I'm hyped. The hype level is... hype level is high.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. So hopefully you can hear us loud and clear out there in Radio Land. And we're in the middle of our pledge drive. We've got a lot of gifts to give away with your pledge. I'm just looking over at the new KGNU 40-year anniversary hat. Beautiful looking hat with $88 pledge, $88.50. This hat can be yours. It's got a nice little patch on it. 40 years making moves. KGNU 1978 to 2018. That's 40 years in the business. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, it really is. KGNU has been around for a long time, since you and I were kids.
That's
a matter
right.
of fact.
Yep.
Dave and I used to listen to this show at 11 o'clock midnight, something like that, on whenever it was on. Maybe it must have been a weekend when we were like youngsters.
Yeah, but I thought originally this show was, the punk show was the Wild West show, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Wild West, or the Wild Wild West show. Yeah. I've got a bunch of Target brand cassette tapes from back in the day.
Oh, man.
They were like the crappiest tapes you could possibly buy back then. And then I rediscovered them once we started the show. I was looking all over for them and found some. And they still kind of play.
You got to digitize those before they disintegrate.
Yeah, good call.
Keep them in a climate-controlled environment.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I remember hearing The Cure for the first time there. It was probably like 1983 or something.
Uh-huh.
Which is, back in the day for The Cure, it might have been when they were just first breaking out, for all I know.
Yeah.
No, that must have been like... I just heard David McWade talking about it the other night on Sleepless Nights, how The Cure were really good for about 10 years. And I think it was like 79 to 89 or something like that. So anyway, back in the beginning, and not that they're necessarily punk, but there was also a punk show.
Yeah.
It's called Smash It Up.
Okay.
That Vanzetti, the legendary Vanzetti, as it says on the After FM page, this guy ran, and that was an awesome show. I remember listening to that, and I think I have one tape of that show, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared. He used to come on after Fergus. At Fergus, the old bluegrass dude would be on at...
Legendary.
From, 11 to midnight or something. Then Vanzetti would come in and do his show. And he was like this crazy punk dude. And then he just kind of disappeared. No one knew where he went. And yeah, I think I found him.
But yeah, I thought you tracked him down.
I did, pretty much. But I'm not divulging that over the air.
Okay.
He's not in America anymore, as far as I know.
Oh. Well... what you can do now is help out the station, and we're not really, if you want to call up and take in chat, you can give us a call, but to make your pledge, you should go to kgnu.org. It's a pretty seamless process. It takes just a few minutes, and once you jump online and punch in kgnu.org, you're automatically directed to our donate page. And like I said, it's pretty streamlined, and any amount helps. You can do $5 a month. You can do whatever amount you can do, what you can afford. Like I said, the $88.5 will get you that that hat. And I've just found out there's a bunch of different hats you can choose from. We've got trucker hats. You can come to our studio and browse. So we welcome you to do that and make that pledge now.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. You can become a solar member. That's the new hip thing to do these days. It's a sustainer of local radio, and you basically just make an arrangement with your bank and our KGNU situation where like $5 a month comes out of your bank account, and that's it. That adds up to $60 a year. I think it's like $750 a month or something to make the 88.5 level, which is, of course, the FM call letters for KGNU numbers. So that's a good level, and that's when you can pick up one of these dope trucker hats. And it's painless.
It is painless. $7, whatever. What'd you say, $7 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I bought a $8 sandwich today, which I normally don't do. I usually go for the $4 sandwich or make a sandwich at home. And I could just cut out that... $8 sandwich once a month, and that would pay for my KGNU membership, and I'd feel a little better. I'd feel a lot better about doing that. It's feels good to donate to KGNU. So quick rundown on what we just heard. That last tune was JFA doing a cover of Lowrider, and before that we heard Anti-Nowhere League, I Hate People. Before that was the Angry Samoans with They Saved Hitler's Jock. We start off with two tunes from Boulder's own White Trash.
Yeah.
A couple tunes from them. They were a legendary Boulder punk band back in the 80s. Went on to form the Frantics. The guitarist, I think, went to Boulder High.
Yeah, you were tight with those guys.
Yeah. They took me to the drummer. Took me to the Dead Kennedys show.
Yeah.
At Regis.
Didn't they have a car that they, a cool like Lincoln, something that they bought for $200 because it had just like killed somebody in a fatal accident or something?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I don't remember that story. I just remember riding down to the Dead Kennedys in a big empty van with no seats in the back, and I told my parents I was spending the night, probably at your house.
But right.
I was actually going to this show, so Mom and Dad, if you're listening, sorry about that. So let's get back to the music. Pledge now, KGNU. Here's a tune by Bottle Punk. Track is called Donald Trump Dolphin. Here on KGNU, smash it back.
It's hopeless, so yeah, we can admit. Donald, you f***ing hop dolphin. Dr. Trump, build a orphan. Rednecks love you, you're a star. But all the company was just up here. I won't battle with seven of them. I'm a movie like being great press. Even though you're retired and you have it all. Money, fame, but you went through mysteries. Someone like it away. Donald Trump, you can't win. Cause under that wing he'll rock. Right with skin. Donald Trump, you can't win. Cause under that wing you're right with you. China, China, outlet speaks. So much better with dictatorship. Here's the thing, that's the line. I'm just spending it with a Johnny White. Johnny Trump, you can't win. Cause under that wing you're right. Right with skin. Donald Trump, you can win it. Cause under that wig you're right with skin. Donald, you pumpkin dolphin. Coming in dry without a foreplay. Oh, you bastard, catch my son. I don't give myself a chance sitting on the throne. Donald Trump, you can't win. Cause under that wig you're right with skin. Donald Trump, you can't win. Cause under that wig you're right with skin. Donald Trump, you can't win. Donald Trump, you can win. Donald Trump, you can win.
Ain't no party, no I just took a piss. I just slit my wrist. I feel like a bitch. I can't get no kiss. Hey, cop! I just shot some.
What makes you want to celebrate 40 years of making waves with KGNU? Ryan came into the studio to let us know.
My name's Ryan Ross, and I'm from Lafayette, Colorado. I found KGNU on the radio at random one Sunday night. Gosh, that was probably... I'm new. It's been about 5 years. I'm originally from Atlanta, and I grew up listening to this 90s hip-hop. I was in the car one Sunday night and just flipping through the radio and arrived on Eclipse. It was like nothing I had ever heard on the radio before, especially in Colorado. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just kept listening until it got to a break and realized it was KGNU and realized it was Eclipse, and I was hooked. I'm by no means affluent, so I give what I can to KGNU. But I feel like the radio station gives so much to the community, so when it's time to give back, I give to KGNU.
What makes you want to make waves with KGNU? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
alone. I wish you'd leave me, leave me, leave me alone. Why don't you leave me, leave me, leave me, leave me alone. I wish you'd leave me, leave me, leave me alone. Why don't you leave me, leave me, oh, leave me alone.
Midnight Cowboy for dedicated to DJ Swing Set and Zach. Great show with the Dusty Grooves. Great soundtrack. What did we just hear? We heard the Scabs with Leave Me Alone. Before that was Section 8, Fat, Drunk, and Stupid, the clean version. That compilation? Not So Quiet?
Not So Quiet on the Western Front. Who did that song?
That was Section 8.
Yeah. I always mix that up with Dan the Milkman or Dan with the Yellow Hair or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
another
tune.
Track on there. I mix those two up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think tonight was the first time I realized, you know, Section 8. Section 8 is like Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
Never put those two together. Only took me 30 years.
Yeah. That's an awesome compilation, probably the best one out there.
Yeah.
Next to Boss, not LA, maybe.
Yeah, I play a lot of stuff off that. And before that, we heard King Khan and Barbecue. The track was called Zombies. And then it was an incredible song. I love this song. I've played it a lot. The Nubs with Job. Those lyrics are just genius.
Yeah, is that the one like, hey, cop, I just got some, whatever.
Yeah, hey, dad.
Yeah, that's funny. I played that, and I was trying to remember who it was, but I don't remember it being the Nubs.
Yeah, the Nubs. And then before that, we heard Crass with You've Got Big Hands. And then, of course, we started off with Bottle Punk, Donald Trump, Dolphin.
That was killer. You always play stuff I've never heard before. It's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm running out of songs, but there's always new discoveries, amazingly.
Yeah, when we started the show up, I was like, oh man, I'm totally into it. Let's do it. Let's do a punk show. That was back in 2010.
That's right.
That's crazy. But and then I was like going through all my albums, and I pulled out maybe, you know, 100 solid punk albums, and I thought, wait, that's not going to last, you know, 25 songs a show for like every week, you know, in and out, like, how's that going to work out? Yeah. I'd go searching for other stuff I've never heard and couldn't believe how much stuff there is that I never heard before.
Yeah, I always thought I had a pretty extensive punk collection and knew a lot about punk, but knowing what I know now, I barely skimmed the surface when I was buying records, and I've discovered so much stuff since doing this show. And there's a lot of great punk, and I'm always finding new stuff too, so. Not a lot of new stuff, but I know there's new stuff out there, but.
Yeah, I haven't really branched into that either. I like to stay kind of in the 80s, basically.
Yeah.
It seems like that's when it was real. But
that was the heyday.
It's kind of I saw a super cool straight edge band open up for Negative Approach a couple years ago at the Marquee Theater, I think it was, in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
And they were great. And I thought, wow, maybe I should, like, get with the times, but not yet.
Yeah, it's tough. We'll get there.
Yeah.
But right now we're in the middle of our pledge drive. Fall membership drive. We've got a little show goal of $250, and you can make that happen with one pledge if you've got the guts.
Yeah, it's less than a dollar a day.
That's right. Is that about 75 cents a day?
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's not bad.
No,
you could probably scrape up 75 cents a day.
Yeah,
some pocket lint. So go to kgnu.org and donate what you can. It doesn't have to be $250. It can be $25. It could be the Solar member, as Steve mentioned earlier, automatically gets deducted from your bank account. It's pretty painless. You don't even notice it. So that's always an option. And we're going to leave that up to you, whatever you can afford.
Yeah, and if you're in the Solar, if you join up at the Solar membership deal with $5 a month coming out of your bank account, or if you boost your current Solar membership up $5 a month or more, you're automatically entered into the $5 Friday drawing for the next half hour or so, which means there's not that many people you're going against in order to win this thing, but it's two VIP passes to Winter Wondergrass Festival, which is in February in Steamboat, February 22nd. 23rd and 24th, and two ski passes to Steamboat that same weekend. So if you're on the fence about whether or not you're jumping into the Solar membership, $60 a year, $5 a month coming out of your bank account, this would be a good time. It'd show your support, smash it back, and give you a chance to win those two VIP passes to the Winter Wondergrass Festival in Steamboat and two ski passes to Steamboat on that same weekend.
That's a win-win deal. I don't see how you could lose out on that. And the odds are pretty good that you'll get in there. So help the station out, help KGNU. And
it's kgnu.org to pledge up, huh?
That's right. Pledge your support on kgnu.org. We're going to get back into the music. I've got a little tune, a little feel good tune to help you. Help limber your fingers up to get you onto the computer. And I'm sure you'll know who this is. It needs no introduction. Here on KGNU, Smash It Back.
Oh, Debbie!
Oh, yeah,
hey,
Kermit.
What's this I hear about you wanting to do a rainbow song?
Oh, yeah, well, I just dig songs about rainbows.
Oh, good.
I sent you a list.
I got the list. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows.
Well, yeah, which one should I do?
Well, you left out one rainbow song.
I did?
Yeah, my rainbow song.
Oh, that one. Well, I thought you might be tired of that.
Well, I'm not tired of it at all.
Well, let's do it then.
Oh, good. I thought you'd never ask. It goes like this. Remember?
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Rainbows. Visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
So we've been told, and some choose.
Tune in every Saturday from 9 to 11 p.m. for Electronic Air. Electronic Air explores electronic music, IDM, ambient, house, and more. That's Electronic Air every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. here on KGNU.
God is Machine, that came out in 1979. That was by Drama. Before that, we heard Honey Bane, Girl on the Run. I think Honey Bane had some, she was part of Crass.
Sounded like Crass.
Yep.
At first, till she started singing. And I was like, wait.
Yeah, I think she was one of the vocalists on Crass, in Crass. And great voice. I can't remember what happened to her. I researched that a while back, but she's got some good stuff out. Her solo stuff's good.
Yeah, I like that. Cool.
And then before that, we heard Anorexia with Pets. And then it was Acid Attacks, Alone Inside. And then it was H-Bomb, Thunderstorm. What'd you think that was? Baseball related?
I thought instead of saying H-Bomb, they were saying baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were playing that for the like this World Series coming up.
Yeah, for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Whoever,
yeah. Going out for the
Dodgers. Yeah. And then it was another one off that great compilation that we always play and we always talk about. Not So Quiet on the Western Front. The band was Fang with Fun with Acid. Great tune.
Yeah, feel good tune.
That was a feel good tune. And then we started the set off with a really good feel good tune. Debbie Harry and Kermit the Frog.
Oh, that was Debbie Harry.
Yeah, Debbie Harry.
Yeah, Tim Hellman, who used to do this show, might do it again sometime, I guess. Said he was up in Fort Collins at some outdoor concert thing going on, and they were like getting some burritos next to somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And they heard someone covering Blondie. And then when they finally made it over the stage, she was just wrapping up like it was actually Blondie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's like, man, we just missed Blondie. So that's a lesson.
Yeah. You should check out that video. It's on YouTube, and it's from an episode of The Muppets. and Debbie Harry was a guest, and she looks pretty out of her head in that segment. She's pretty high.
Yeah, that's funny.
But it's beautiful. So anyway, we've got, 3 minutes left? 11:57. Time's flying by. We might be able to squeeze in a half a track. And yep.
We can definitely squeeze in a couple pledges, though. KGNU.org.
That's right. It takes about a minute to do that. Get on your computer. We're not taking phone pledges right now, but if you can hop online, KGNU.org, pledge your support for the station. And every dollar counts. There's a lot of maintenance that needs to be paid for here at the station, a lot of upkeep and all the equipment. A lot of needles for the turntables.
Yeah.
Styluses.
And just to let us know that you like hearing some punk rock on Friday nights.
That's right.
Because when you pledge your money during Smash It Back, it sends a message straight up to the brass.
Yep. They see that and they think, this is a great show. We need to keep these guys on there.
Right.
I'm not going to kick them off.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. KGNU.org. You can see some cool premiums to pick up, hats, CDs. I don't know if there's any concert tickets on there or not, but there's a lot of concert tickets to be had. So let's do it. We got Sleepless Nights coming up at midnight.
Yeah, we've got...
Waiting in the wings.
Every night, we've got Sleepless Nights music show from 12 to midnight, followed by Restless Mornings, 3 to 5:30, I think it is. I'm never up for that one, but anyway... Let's squeeze in one last track. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Dave Fuller, and Steve Whitehead, joined by Steve Whitehead, with Steve Whitehead. And thanks for listening, and we'll be back sometime. When are you going to be back, Steve?
I'll be back in 2 weeks, probably. Next week, we got DJ Marlo coming on. She's probably going to do some type of Halloween special, if my instincts are correct. She's awesome. So definitely every Friday night, 11 to midnight, Smash Back on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Thanks for listening.
Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box, might be here all day. Women, shoppers, non-stop talkers without anything to say. Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box. Standing at the bus stop hoping for a red box. Cars all passing, drivers glancing, the blonde in the tight blue jeans. Children kicking, men nose picking, this queue's quite obscene. Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box. Standing at the bus stop hoping for a red box. National disgrace. Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box. Standing at the bus stop hoping for a red box. Light another fag, take a deep drag, here comes the bus at last. Arms outreaching, no brakes screeching, the driver's gone straight past. Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box, might be here all day. Women, shoppers, non-stop talkers with lots to say. Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box. Standing at the bus stop hoping for a red box.
Thank you.